Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too. Beverly, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. She is also co-author, along with Don Cooper, of one of the best books I've ever seen on home-based businesses, The 30-Second Commute, and she is our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. Beverly Williams, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
I can see that, Beverly. I can understand why it would be a pleasure for you.
I set myself up for that, didn't I?
You sure did. Yes, it's like a dream. It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Beverly?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, I've been doing this for nine years now.
Almost nine. But you know, Bev, there are different kinds of dreams. You know, they don't all have to be good ones.
Some of them are called nightmares. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There is a week coming up in about three or so weeks that you want to talk about.
I do. It's called Home-Based Business Week. And for anybody who, hopefully, your listeners all read your newsletter this week. And it
of course they all did.
Of course. And I did. I read it every week. You had some thoughts on celebrating a day for business owners, and I believe this is a recurring theme that you keep pushing around.
Of course it is. Until we get a small business day, my point is we have Labor Day,
right,
and small business owners write the checks to pay those people to take the day off. Why don't we get a day?
That's right. Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%, especially even those of us who don't have employees who could take over the business while we're taking a day off. There should
darn
still
right.
be a day off. Yes, I agree. And it's interesting because
we should be put up on a pedestal during that day, too, Beverly.
Well,
we should
be
revered and worshipped on that day.
But who's going to do that?
Well, the world should be doing that. That's the story I'm sticking to.
Well, I agree with you, because if it wasn't for us small business owners, there wouldn't be much else going on in this world.
And if I'm not mistaken, if it weren't for Beverly Williams, there wouldn't be a Home-Based Business Week.
Well, you're right. I will take credit for that. I started Home-Based Business Week, I think it's probably been 12 years.
Yeah.
10 or 12 years ago. I don't even remember how long ago it was now. I tried to get it declared a national celebration week through the federal government, and I was told at that time they weren't doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I just simply said, okay, I'll do it myself, as usual.
Like the little red hen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. What Home-Based Business Week is celebrated the second week of October every year that includes the second Tuesday, and I chose that convoluted time because it was the anniversary of my starting up an association called the American Association of Home-Based Businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Although at the time it was just called Association of Home-Based Businesses, and it had started out as a small networking group in Montgomery County, Maryland. But there was such a need for connection and for information for home-based business owners at that time that we went, of course, national in 1994 and had become an information website for people through your wonderful site. But the point was that there was a need to recognize the importance and the value of home-based businesses to our communities, not on a national level necessarily, although we certainly have influence there too, but at the local level, the local economy is so important, that home-based businesses are so important to that local economy that there's a real need to celebrate them. And so in Chase's calendar of events, which is available at libraries and other resources, on the second week of October every year is an opportunity for home-based business owners to get together and celebrate, to have conferences in their local areas if they want, to do something to recognize their importance to the community. They can send a press release to their local newspapers saying something about their business and asking their local media to recognize that this is an important part of this community. There are so many opportunities.
There's a business editor at every newspaper who's looking for stuff to write about business. And if you could give them that idea, if you could launch that idea with them, if you can show them in Chase's catalog, as Beverly said, that this is an official holiday, at least not federally official, but official in the eyes of the marketplace, then somebody is a good chance somebody might start working on this, and the whole home-based business effort, the whole home-based business environment and participants in your part of the country, in your town or county or whatever, could start getting some recognition. Beverly, I'd also like to recommend that they start building a little awareness for this week through the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, absolutely. Chambers should be taking this and running with it as well. And those chambers who have started home-based business groups have done that in the past and are hopefully doing it again this year. There is an opportunity here for them to recognize an outstanding home-based business member. They can have an exhibit open to the general public highlighting their home-based business members. There are so many things that they can do. They can be creative in how they make sure that everyone is aware that there are home-based businesses, that they are good things. They are not a negative thing in our neighborhood. On the website at www.beverlywilliams.com, if there are zoning issues, this is a good time to bring that up and talk about the importance.
And that's what the reporter could do, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
The reporter can bring this up without you having to do it. The reporter can say something. It can ask you something like, you know, what are the challenges that small business, that home-based businesses have? And then you say zoning issues, and then they go off on that.
Right. Because that is an issue that a lot of people are afraid to bring up for themselves because they're afraid they will get spotlighted and then be the ones who are targeted, particularly if there are not supported zoning ordinances currently
right.
in that area.
And the reason we're bringing this up today, folks, about a month before the week actually happens, is to give you some lead time
right.
to start getting some awareness in your community through the chamber, through the local paper, through any of the media outlets in your area. Stand by, quick break, 20 after. Beverly Williams and I will be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week on Sunday by email, and our blog, which comes every weekday, if you want us to send it to you, or you can just come and get it. Or you can go to jimsblog.biz and find it there as well. And don't forget, we got thousands of archives of past shows that we've conducted, like all the ones we've done with our friend Beverly Williams. If you're home-based or want to be, and you'd like to know more about being home-based, about the different issues that are involved in being home-based, I can't think of a better place to go than to go back and listen to the wisdom that Beverly has deposited with us over the last almost 9 years. It's just a body of work, folks, right there on home-based business that doesn't exist anywhere else on the planet. And Beverly, for that body of work and for all of your time and your effort and for you caring about home-based businesses, we thank you.
Well, thank you, because you give me the opportunity to help bring some of this information that I've learned firsthand and from others as well as my own experience to be able to share it. And so thank you for providing the opportunity for me to do that for people. That's even more important than my being here on this end.
Who loves you, Beverly?
Yeah. Well, it's a mutual admiration society here, I know.
Beverly, let's give our friends out there, our home-based business friends, our home-based business heroes out there, let's give them a little more ammunition to get ready for home-based business week. Because I, you know, Beverly, I just think that well, let me give you some numbers, folks, that'll give you an idea about how big a deal home-based business is in America. The SBA, Beverly, and others often say that there may be as many as 25 million small businesses in America. Mm-hmm. The IRS will tell you that there are only about maybe 8 million that are actually what you would consider to be a small business with a shingle hanging out, filing a tax return with business income, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that means there's 16 million or so that don't fit the IRS's category as a small business.
Right. Or under the radar for various reasons.
Those people are home-based businesses or they're independent contractors, which is maybe the same thing.
Well,
and so think about, Beverly, think about the aggregate contribution that all those people make to their communities, to their families. Instead of drawing unemployment, instead of being on welfare, look at all the people. Look at all the women, Beverly, who went off welfare and came home-based.
Right.
What is that worth to the fabric of America?
Well, the other statistic that has come out in the last couple of years from the SBA, their business by the numbers, the 53% of all small businesses are home-based.
Yeah.
More than half of all small businesses in this country are home-based. 53%. You think about that. If 80% of all the businesses in this country are considered small businesses by the SBA, and 53% of those are home-based, that's a significant number, even by their own records, and I think they're severely underestimating that.
It's conservative. There's no question about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if you are a home-based business now, you are part of a vast number of people who are living and working the American dream of living and working under the same roof. You have
some of them are just supplementing their income a little bit part-time. Some of them are making a lot of money.
Absolutely. Some of them are the main income earners in their families and supporting families with their 30-second commute.
And these are things that we need to be getting out, that you need to help us get out to your local media in advance and in anticipation of Home-Based Business Week.
That's correct. There is information on my website on how to write a press release. If you've never done that, it's a one-page, fill-in-the-information type of thing. You could certainly need to know who you're going to send it to. You need to make sure that you get in touch with either the television, radio, newspapers, find out what their lead time is for having a press release given to them with that kind of information so they can follow up on a story if they want to do that, particularly in time for the Home-Based Business Week, which the actual dates are October 9th through the 14th.
Give us your website again, Beverly, so they can get that.
www.beverlywilliams.com. And there is a lot of information there on zoning. There's information there on how to write a press release. There's information there on home-based businesses in general.
If there's something else
that you don't see that you feel you need, there's a link for my email. Please feel free to email me, and I will respond as quickly as possible.
When you talk to these people, don't be defensive. Be honest and candid about the challenges that you face, but be excited and hopeful and energetic about what you're doing as a home-based business owner.
Right, exactly.
Make it positive because, I mean, I hope it is positive because, Beverly, if it's not positive, they need to go do something else, shouldn't they?
Right. And this is an opportunity for them to get somebody else involved whose business isn't at stake if they're in the limelight. And you can certainly say that to the media.
The 30-Second Commute is Beverly's book that she co-authored with Don Cooper. It's available wherever books are sold, and you can find out more about it at her website, beverlywilliams.com. Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
I'll be here. Thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Quick break. Right back with Ken Grombach. He's a pretty good guy, too. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.